Taking a look first at your news for today. A new federal tax change will be offering some relief, but it's not the automatic no tax on Social Security deal that some people may have heard about. Under the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act, eligible Americans 65 and older can deduct up to $6,000 from their taxable income. Married couples filing jointly could qualify for double that amount, but there are limits. The deduction starts to phase out for single filers making more than $65,000 a year or $150,000 a year for couples. The break is not automatic, and to claim it, taxpayers must complete a brand new IRS form called Schedule 1A and file it along with their regular 1040. If you skip that step, the IRS will not apply the deduction for you. So tax experts are urging seniors to take an extra look this season. The savings are real, but only if you file the correct paperwork. The bottom line is that if you're 65 or older and meet the income guidelines, to make sure to that Schedule 1A is part of your tax return, or you could still be leaving money on the table. And another news for today. Bay County deputies say the first rescue happened on Friday night at the Bay City State Park in Bangor Township, where two 19-year-olds became stranded after their off-road vehicle broke through the ice, both of whom were pulled to safety and were not hurt. The second incident occurred on Saturday night near the Callahan Road boat launch in Hampton Township. Two men riding snowmobiles went into the water about 3 miles from shore. The sheriff's office used an airboat in order to reach them, and they were taken to a hospital for exposure, but are expected to be okay. Officials are reminding residents there's no such thing as completely safe ice, even during frigid temperatures. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news. A video circulating on social media is drawing attention to a police arrest in Saginaw that involved the use of a taser. The incident occurred on Beechwood Street on the city's east side and led to four arrests. Michigan State Police Emergency Services team members, along with the U.S. Marshals Service, were serving a warrant for Carmelo Barrera. Authorities say that Barrera was a suspected getaway driver in a 2024 homicide case. A warrant charging him with four felonies had been issued back in December. And in a Facebook Live video, Barrera appears to have his hands up while police order him to walk towards an armored vehicle. Moments later, he is then tasered. State police have confirmed that a taser was used, but have not released details about how or why it was deployed. Barrera's father, Billy McLaren, says he believes officers used excessive force and is criticizing the arrest of Barrera's brother as well, Jeremy Vasquez, who is now facing charges of assault, resisting, and obstructing police. McLaren himself was also arrested and charged with harboring a fugitive, a claim that he disputes, saying he didn't know about his son's warrant at the time. A fourth person at the scene was also arrested on a charge of resisting arrest. Michigan State Police say they are investigating the incident and have declined to release any additional information. And two people from Lexington were taken to the hospital after their car veered across the center line to avoid a separate crash and collided with a tractor trailer in Worth Township, according to authorities. The incident occurred late Wednesday morning on South Lakeshore Road, north of Fisher Road. Deputies say a minor collision had already been confirmed to have occurred between two southbound vehicles when a third car, a Ford Focus, approached from behind. In an attempt to avoid the initial crash, the driver swerved into the opposite lane and then struck the rear axles of a northbound tractor trailer. The driver and passenger of the Ford Focus were transported to McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Their conditions were not disclosed, and officials confirmed that seatbelts were in use and airbags did deploy. No further details about the other drivers involved have been released, and names are being withheld while the investigation is still ongoing. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, January the 27th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumbaria obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.